This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs program. I'm David Pike from Mitchell County Safe Place, and I have with me today Samantha Phipps from the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County. Welcome to our show.
Hi.
For the last couple of weeks, I've been talking about some of the basics of domestic violence, and today we want to talk a little bit about what to do if you're in a domestic violence situation. And we've got a couple of programs that we want to discuss today. So let's start, Samantha, with talking about our support groups.
Okay, David. I know we both have a support group. Ours meets on Monday nights at 7 o'clock at our domestic violence shelter. So if you're interested in attending that, it is for females primarily, but we do occasionally have a male who joins that group. If they have been the victim in a domestic violence situation, then they're welcome to attend that group. And we'll give numbers at the end of the show.
Right. Our program in Mitchell County is on Tuesday nights at 6, and we'll also give you some phone numbers later on in the program about that. But ours is strictly for women, and you know, our philosophy is we like to get a mixture of new people and some old veterans in there so that the new people can use the older seasoned folks as role models in our program. And we, of course, probably just like you, cover various topics on different weeks, and I think people would find it very interesting, and ours is open to any woman. It is restricted to women, but any woman and women in the community that are interested are certainly welcome to attend. Let's talk a little bit about another program that you've been involved with for a while in setting up an abuser treatment program. Tell us a little bit about where we are with that.
Right. I know several weeks back when I was on the show, I touched on that subject. We are now proud to announce that we have Sarah Wells, who's a licensed professional counselor. Her program is called Peaceful Personal Growth, but it is the state, it is a state recognized domestic violence abuser treatment program, and we're happy to announce that we're going to be able to start offering it starting Monday, March the 5th, from 5:30 until 7 p.m. for the men's group. For the women's group, that actually started this past Monday. And right now it's going to be from 12 noon until 1:30 in the afternoon.
And if you forget those times, you can call us at one of the phone numbers that we'll give you at the end of the program. Also, you know, this is a program that can be either voluntary or court-ordered. So I think you've got some of the judges in the community involved with this program as well, don't you?
We do. We do. Sarah Wells and our representative from the North Carolina Coalition for Women met with Judge Alexander Lyerly on the 19th of February, and he is the chief district court judge for our area, and we'll be meeting with the other judges, and very soon those court orders for domestic violence cases will order that folks who are the abuser attend this program.
Now, people have to pay for their own attendance to this program. It's not provided free. So how much does it cost for
right? That the payment of it is part of the treatment modality. It costs $25 per group meeting, but that does include the assessment. So it's a $25 for the assessment plus each group meeting. They last for 26 weeks, which is standard for any state certified program. But she does accept Medicaid. And for the Medicaid folks, that would be $3 a session.
Now, because Judge Lowry is the chief judge and he's going to kind of make this a policy for the courts, I think we can expect to see more and more people that are involved or abusers in these kind of relationships. They will be court-ordered to go to this program because it is now available and easily accessible to people in both Yancey and Mitchell counties.
It is. And for years, we have not had that service available for the the abusers in the Yancey Mitchell area. Folks in our area had to go to Asheville or to Marion, and so this way it's much easier to get to.
Well, that's good. Now, you've got some calendars that are available that you've had as a promotional package this year, and how can people get those?
We do. They are now on sale because it's almost March, and they're on sale now for $10. We started off at $20 and brought it down to $15, and now they're on sale for $10. So it's a good opportunity. We have plenty left to either stop by our thrift store or call one of the numbers that we're going to mention at the end of this, and we'll tell you how to get one.
Okay. Well, let's talk about phone numbers now. Give us the Yancey County
The Yancey County Crisis Line is 682-0056, and our business line is 678-3436.
And in Mitchell County, you can call Safe Place at 765-4044. And we'll give you more information about any of these programs that we've discussed. And remember, stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.